Parzival, no. He asked me the same thing about you and me, you know, because you cleared the first gate a few hours after I did. Artemis, which reminds me, why did you give me that tip about changing sides on the joust game? Parzival, I felt like helping you. Artemis, well, you shouldn't make that mistake again, because I'm the one who's going to win. You do realize that, right? Parzival, yeah, yeah, we'll see. Artemis, you're not holding up your end of our Q&A, goof. You're like 5 questions behind. Parzival, fine. What color is your hair, IRL? Artemis, brunette. Parzival, eyes? Artemis, blue. Parzival, just like your avatar, eh? Do you have the same face and body, too? Artemis, as far as you know. Parzival, okay. What's your favorite movie of all time? Artemis, it changes. Right now, probably Highlander. Parzival, you've got great taste, lady. Artemis, I know. I have a thing for evil, bald, bad guys. The Kurgan is too sexy. Parzival, I'm going to shave my head right now and start wearing leather. Artemis, send photos. Listen, I gotta go in a few minutes, Romeo. You can ask me one last question, then I need to get some sleep. Parzival, when can we chat again? Artemis, after one of us finds the egg. Parzival, that could take years. Artemis, so be it. Parzival, can I at least keep emailing you? Artemis, not a good idea. Parzival, you can't stop me from emailing you. Artemis, actually, I can. I can block you on my contact list. Parzival, you wouldn't do that, though. Would you? Artemis, not if you don't force me to. Parzival, harsh. Unnecessarily harsh. Artemis, good night, Parzival. Parzival, farewell, Artemis. Sweet dreams. Chat log ends. 2:27:2045. 02:51:38 OST. I started emailing her. At first, I showed restraint and only wrote her once a week. To my surprise, she never failed to respond. Usually, it was with just a single sentence saying she was too busy to reply. But her replies eventually got longer, and we began to correspond. A few times a week, at first. Then, as our emails grew longer and more personal, we started writing each other at least once a day, sometimes more. Whenever an email from her arrived in my inbox, I dropped everything to read it. Before long, we were meeting in private chat room sessions at least once a day. We played vintage board games, watched movies, and listened to music. We talked for hours, long, rambling conversations about everything under the sun. Spending time with her was intoxicating. We seemed to have everything in common. We shared the same interests. We were driven by the same goal. She got all of my jokes. She made me laugh. She made me think. She changed the way I saw the world. I'd never had such a powerful, immediate connection with another human being before, not even with H. I no longer cared that we were supposed to be rivals, and she didn't seem to either. We began to share details about our research. We told each other what movies we were currently watching and what books we were reading. We even began to exchange theories and to discuss our interpretations of specific passages in the almanac. I couldn't make myself be cautious around her. A little voice in my head kept trying to tell me that every word she said could be disinformation and that she might just be playing me for a fool, but I didn't believe it. I trusted her, even though I had every reason not to. I graduated from high school in early June. I didn't attend the graduation ceremony. I'd stopped attending classes altogether when I fled the stacks. As far as I knew, the Sixers thought I was dead, and I didn't want to tip them off by showing up for my last few weeks of school. Missing finals week wasn't a big deal, since I already had more than enough credits to receive my diploma. The school emailed a copy of it to me. They snail-mailed the actual diploma to my address in the stacks, which no longer existed, so I don't know what became of it. When I finished school, I'd intended to devote all of my time to the hunt, but all I really wanted to do was spend time with Artemis.